Hello, everyone out there in radio land, internet radio land. This is Blake Ruby. How are you? Good. I'm doing fine. Thanks. It's a beautiful day here in San Antonio. I'm looking up at the sky, and the clouds are white. Sky's blue, of course. It's hot, maybe about 90, 95 degrees. There's a breeze, summer breeze, blowing right now. I don't know if you can hear it. I'm in my patio looking out my backyard. And behind our backyard, there's a kind of like a field with trees. It's beautiful. It's wild. There's coyotes back there. There's wild pigs, rattlesnakes, and all kinds of birds, you know, big birds too. Hawks, owls. One time, our big black lab, who now weighs about 130, 35 pounds, was walking back there with my wife. I think it was December of 2015 in the afternoon. It was getting dark. And all of a sudden, this huge wild hog came out of nowhere and gored our dog. His name is Shaka. And put a nasty gash in his hindquarters. We had to go take him to the vet and get it stitched up. It took about 20 stitches, $700. It was about a 350-pound hog. And my wife, she was over on the side. She didn't actually see it happen. She just heard it. It sounded like, you know, impacting something, hitting something hard. Anyway, our dog, he must have been blindsided. He got up and the hog ran away, and then Shaka chased him, even with the wound and all. So I know they're back there. I haven't seen any in a long time. I saw one on the side of the road going to work one day, and it had been hit by a car and was dead, and it was on the on-ramp to the highway. So I drove by it, and the next day, I saw that it was still there. I looked behind me in my rearview mirror. I didn't see anybody coming, so I pulled up alongside of it and stopped and looked at it, and its head was huge. I mean, if you take your hands and measure about like maybe 2.5, 3 feet, that was about the size of its head. Black, bristly hair, you know, maybe 350 pounds, about the same size, I'm thinking, as the one that hit Shaka. But anyway, this wild back there, we had a cat one time. His name was Ninja Kitty. We've got another cat named Simba. And Ninja Kitty, we had him for about a year. Got him as a baby. Just a ball of fur. Frying away there on Lackland Air Force Base when we were walking the dogs one night. My wife, actually, I wasn't there. They found this little kitten alone, crying out loud, you know. They brought him home. We had Ninja Kitty for a year, and then something happened. He never came back. He would walk the fences around here. We think that he might have got picked off by a huge owl. Or maybe he went back there walking around with the coyotes, and they trapped him, cornered him. But he was a neat cat. Bushy black tail. Makes me cry. Just thinking about it, because he was part of the family, you know, after a year, and then he never came back. We don't know for sure what happened to him. Well, how are you all doing? Internet radio. It's a thing of the future, my friends. And I'm sorry to say that this is going to be my last show, because for a while, just like last year, I did my show from March through September. I don't know what it is. There's just that feeling of money, you know. It costs to have a radio show, as I'm sure you know. And so let me get up here. I got to close the door because there's people yelling inside the living room there, distracting me. I don't want to be distracted. Here comes the dog. Hi, Shapiro. You want to go inside? She's panting. It's hot. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. You want to come in? There you go. Come on. Thank you. Anyway, so today's my last show. I had my show last year, as I said, from March through September, I think. So I'm going to save a little money, and that's good. I don't know how much taxes I'm going to owe next year. The last couple of years, I've owed about a couple $1,000s, you know. And I've been trying to figure out how to do it with the exemptions, you know, for my check at work, and I have a retired Army pension, that too. And I haven't been able to figure out exactly how to do it, so I break even. You know, I really don't want to pay anything. I don't want anything back. I just want to break even. But I haven't figured it out yet. Plus, I think I might have mentioned on a previous radio show, my wife and I, we rented this apartment at a 55-plus seniors living community. We signed a lease last November, and it seemed like a good thing for us. We were thinking of retirement, you know. I'm 64. I turned 64 on the 9th of August. My wife's 65. So we're thinking about retiring one day soon, hopefully. But right now we've got four dogs, and the two male dogs we've got are getting older. They're older than the females. The females are carriers. But the two males, I'm going to guess they're around maybe 9-10 years old, because they're rescues. We don't know exactly how old they are. And we have a cat, and he's kind of young, maybe 6-7 years old, maybe 8. And he's a rescue, too. We got him at the local chapel that we go to on Lackland Air Force Base. I'm a member of the Gospel Service, which we attend every Sunday at 12:30. And I'm also a member of the choir, so we sing all these beautiful, beautiful gospel songs. Just incredible praise and worship, you know, praising the Creator. Do you believe in the Creator, my friends out there? Do you believe that there is a Creator, a spirit with power and knowledge and wisdom? I mean, so intelligent that it's hard to comprehend just how intelligent, right? That Creator, actually, I believe in the Mother God. So when I say Creator, I mean Mother and Father God, but you have to understand that they exist in the spirit world, you know, on the sun, which is heaven, because it's a very special fire, my friend. And we, as spirits, you know, we're in the material world. Our spirits are made of light energy, so we can live in a fire when we are in our spirit form, right? So it's not that hard to believe, you know what I'm saying? And if you believe what the Bible says about people that burn in hellfire, the bad people, you know, the murderers, the rapists, the abusers, the non-believers. So, we have a Mother and Father God, yes. And I've talked about this before. I've thought in every radio show, but I know that new people tune into my show all the time. So, let me tell you what I believe in regard to the Mother God. Two things. First of all, if you look at the definition for Father in the Bible, it says the male genetic contributor to the creation of a child. Well, anyone with good intelligence, shall I say, would understand the logic in that, that there cannot be a father without a mother, that there cannot be children without a mother and a father, right? So here on earth, we have mothers and fathers, that's very obvious, but we're not quite sure about heaven, right? The spirit world. Well, there's talk about the Father God in the Bible, but no talk about Mother God. So are we going to be motherless children in heaven? I suppose the real question is, are you a child of God, my friend? What do you think? You just nothing? I mean, you're a child here on earth, right? You have parents. My parents have passed away. They lived to be 81 years old, and I love them very much. They're great people. World War II babies lived a hard life, you know. Born after World War I, then World War II, thrown right in the middle of that. Mom went through the bombing of London. Dad was at Normandy and Dunkirk with the British Army. Very bitter afterwards, you know, when someone's trying to kill you, it changes your life. You know what I'm saying? I just had some deja vu. Anyway, maybe that's what happens when spirits come up, spirits show up. But anyway, so the other point I was going to say is all the males here on Earth, most of them, not all, because sometimes spirits are born here on Earth, just like you were. You were born, right? You don't remember, do you? Well, I remember. I remember when I was, right after I was born. No kidding. No, I am kidding. The spirits in the body sometimes are the opposite sex of the body. For reasons that we don't really know, maybe karma related, paying back karma, or just to see what it's like, you know. When I say paying back karma, you know, sometimes, especially women, have been abused throughout the centuries, right? Only now are they getting more equal treatment. So, if Father God exists, and we know that he does, I think, in most people's minds, who can say that he does not desire or want a woman by his side to love, to show affection to, a companion, to hug, to kiss? Yeah, that still goes on in heaven, you know. It's going to be very like this here on Earth, I think. From what I've read, what other people have written in books that I've read, it'll be very similar to Earth. Our spirits are almost identical to our physical bodies. And so, I think no one can tell the Father God that he can't have a woman. Or did that go over your head? Let me say that again. Is there anybody that is going to tell the Father God he can't have a woman because we don't know for sure what the truth is? My guess is that, yes, Father God wants a woman by his side. He desires a woman by his side. He wants to create children, the children that are created in heaven. He has to create them with a woman. It's not any different than here on Earth. Why would you think differently? Hello? Why would you think that the reproduction process is any different in heaven? Hello? Anyway, so that's my rationale for Mother God. And I'm going to just enjoy this last show here. Time flies, my friends, when I'm talking here in my patio. There's so much to talk about. Let me tell you about what I did yesterday. And it's so nice right now. I'm going to miss my show, but it costs a little bit of money, you know, to pay for it. I know you're listening, people around the world tuning into internet radio. It's a thing of the future, my friend. It is, because, you know, my dream is to have my own radio show, like Art Bell, Coast to Coast. I talk about extraterrestrials, UFOs, near-death experiences. On my last show, I talked about, isn't there anybody out there that's got a lot of money and would like to invest in me? I mean, we could build a church. I could be the lead pastor. I'm a good public speaker. I could talk my stuff. You know, I've got that book, The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. You know, my book is called that because the brain is part of our physical body, but the soul is really the brain of the spirit body. Yeah, that's what the soul is, in case you didn't know. And just like with religion, all the religions in the world, there can only be one truth, my friend, just one truth. But unfortunately, we live in a planet, on a planet of a lower evolutionary category. And there are so many planets out there in the universe. The universe is an incredibly huge, large, big, vast, unbelievably vast, immense, humongous place. Think about our closest star to our solar system, Alpha Centauri, my friend. 4 light years away. Doesn't sound like a much, like a lot, does it? But do you know the Voyager spacecraft launched in the 70s, 1 and 2? They've since exited our solar system. I mean, our solar system stretches like a billion miles or more. And they're traveling about 40,000 miles an hour. Can you grasp that? Get your mind around that speed? I mean, we travel down the freeway 60, 65 miles an hour, right? Think about 40,000 miles an hour. But you know how long it would take for the Voyager spacecraft to get to the closest star system, Alpha Centauri? 4 light years away? Any guesses? Traveling at that speed, 40,000 miles an hour, take them about 20,000 years. And that's only 4 light years away. Do you know the universe is 15 billion light years in diameter? Yeah, from the outer edges of the infinite space, infinite, expanding, accelerating all the way to the center where the Big Bang was, the great central sun of the universe, where the very first solar system was formed. Yeah, so say that there's not life out there, it's really not an intelligent thing to say. And I know that you out there, you all pride yourselves on your intelligence. I don't want to say anything negative, but really, only until one increases in intellectual capacity, and only until one develops intellectually and raises their intelligence level, will they begin to realize that there is life out there. Einstein knew it. Tesla knew it. Yeah. Just thought I'd throw that in there to make it sound good. I don't know if they did or not. And they know that we're here, and they've been visiting us throughout the centuries, in the past, you know. It's very obvious. The evidence is overwhelming. Look at the pyramid in Egypt, for example, built 5,000 years ago, this thing. They didn't have the technology then to build such incredible structures. So perfectly proportioned, all those heavy, I'm talking really heavy stones on top of each other, put together in perfect alignment, 400 feet above the ground. You think they did that with logs and ropes and manpower? You think that's crazy? I'm just kidding. I love you. And the Inca ruins in Peru, extraterrestrial intervention there, obvious. Think of the Nazca Line, obvious. The evidence is overwhelming, logical. The Mayans, same thing. Extraterrestrial intervention in their past. On Easter Island, those statues were made in the image of some extraterrestrial. And all throughout the world, not to mention all these UFOs that people are seeing all the time, and these people that have been abducted. I'm sure they're all in it for the money, right? Yeah. I like to be abused and ostracized and criticized and told I'm crazy and people talk crazy to me. Yeah, that's worth it, really. Try to get the money, you know. Obviously, they're lying. No, just kidding. Maybe some people, yeah, but the majority of them, it really did happen. And it changes their lives. If you know these people, you had a chance to sit down, are you listening, and talk with them, you would find out that what they experienced probably is the truth. Just like with O.J. Simpson. Now, I don't know what really happened, but the question is, and I don't suppose we'll find out until we get to heaven. A lot of things will be revealed to us at that time. But the big question is, did he kill Nicole Simpson? Not a pleasant subject, my friends, but I'm just using this as an example. It just so happens that I met O.J. Simpson when I was working at a hotel in San Diego at the Bellman in the 70s. You know, he was doing those Hertz commercials back then, running through airports. And I shook his hand, and I spoke with him briefly. I've never seen I've seen some very nice people in my life, and he was one of them. But I remember, besides that, that someone interviewed him afterwards. They sat down with him and talked for about 30 minutes and just asked all the questions they want. Did you do that? If you could. Whenever you're confronted with a situation where you have to make a decision as to whether or not someone is guilty or innocent, would you consider maybe talking to them for a while and getting their side of the story? So this person interviewed O.J. Simpson for about 30 minutes, and afterwards they said, well, you know what? I think he might be telling the truth. Yeah. I mean, I asked as many questions as I wanted, and it all sounded good to me. So that's just an example. Well, I wanted to say, I know there's a lot of controversy going on with politics. Not a pleasant subject, right? It just seems like whenever one party gets in power, the other party's out to get them, you know, at their throat, at their back, trying as hard as I can to win back the presidency, right? Always going at each other. So if the Democrats get in power, then the Republicans are after them. Competition. But my friends, there is a better way for us to live as human beings on this planet besides being embroiled in bitter and cutthroat competition, don't you think? Mr. Trump, in my mind, is a good man. I watch him all the time on television. And I voted for him in the primary, but I voted for Hillary in the main election, although I wanted to take it back afterwards. And he made me laugh. He's a funny guy. He really is. And I understand him being a billionaire businessman. Look what happened with Tiger Woods, for example. He cheated on his wife, you know. Let me ask you, and remember what Jesus said about throwing stones, you know? He who is without sin, throw the first stone. But if you had $1 billion, I mean, think about this. Think about it. If you had maybe $2-3 billion, I mean, that's a lot of millions, right? Would you care about really being faithful to your wife when you could maybe have a little thing on the side with a new female, a different female? I know the importance of marriage, the institution of marriage, but when you really think about it, we are not very loving when it comes to each other, because we can only go so far. I'm not saying that men should have, you know, sexual relations with women if they're married, other women, that is. I'm just saying, you know, after a while, and we do need that marriage institution, you know, but it's stimulating, it's interesting, and it's exciting to think of maybe getting together with a new person. But I'm going off on a tangent here, and I really didn't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm just saying that if Mr. Trump did have those affairs with those women, and haven't seen any concrete evidence, any video of them having an affair. But if it did happen, well, I forgive him. Because, in a way, the way I feel right now, I'm kind of taking the side of the Republicans. Although, what's that noise? I don't want to take anybody's side, really. I like the people. I don't believe in the ideology. Oh, when the dogs wants to come out. I just believe in the people, the person, him or herself. Oh, Ishikiyo, you want to come out? So, I'd vote for you if you wanted to run for president, if you were a good enough person, if you were fun to be around, if you were kind, if you were intelligent, if you had a lot of money. I'm just kidding. But what we really need is a woman president, I think. Because, I mean, I think Mr. Trump's doing a good job. And he's putting money in my pocket. And I've got that extra money from the taxes. And I'm looking forward to having to pay less money on my next tax return. So I hear an amen out there. The Democrats didn't do that before in the 8 years that Barack Obama was president. Although I take that back. I think I got some money back sometime. Then all of a sudden I started paying money. Maybe it's because I started making more money. But anyway, anybody that gives me money, I like that, you know? So now as far as from my... I speak my mind freely. Now, I think a lot about what the what some people are saying about Mr. Trump, you know, and they're about with Cohen and Manafort. But whatever happened to Hillary, the emails and Benghazi, that kind of got swept underneath the rug, didn't it? Didn't it? For you out there that of the opposite persuasion, isn't that a logical question to ask? I mean, not that I'm trying to start something, but I mean, people kind of forgot about that. Why are we so now thinking that Mr. Trump is criminal? You know, he's a bad man, and he should be impeached. Well. And like I said, with the affairs, if you are without sin, you throw that first stone. And now I know I'm a hypocrite. I try not to be most of the time. But I think I'm doing pretty good with saying what I mean and meaning what I say. And I see everything that's going on between the Democrats, Republicans, with the politics. I see the new shows, CNN. My wife listens to it all the time. I hear the people come on there and talk. And they're embroiled in the competition. They don't care. And I understand. I'm the same way in some respects about the good he's done, the good people do. They just attack. Don't say anything good. And that's pretty much the way it is, too. Let's say if the Democrats win back the presidency in 2020, that's what the Republicans will be doing. Not saying many good things about people. Hardly anything good, you know? But I can say a lot of good things about Mr. Trump. I can say a lot of good things about Hillary Clinton. You know, I voted for her, as I mentioned. I wanted, I think we needed a woman president that could have made the world a kinder, gentler place, you know, maternal leadership, a more maternal society. And God knows, whether I'm talking about Mother God or Father God, but the supreme creator of the universe who started it all with the Big Bang, that women have been treated unfairly over the years. And perhaps that's why in the Bible it doesn't mention anything about Mother God or women having the same rights as men, because back then, as you know, women were subjugated, dominated by men. Does anyone out there disagree with that? All you have to do is look now and see what's going on in the Middle East, how women are treated there. So women have a lot to offer. We can change, the world can be changed with female leadership. And I was disappointed that Hillary didn't get elected. But honestly, I like both of them, you know? I was like, I like Mr. Trump, and I like Hillary. So what's up with that, you know? And coming up in 2020 with the elections, I like Julian Castro, the mayor of San Antonio, former mayor of San Antonio, the former HUD secretary. Now, I think he, and we do need an Hispanic president. I think that will unite us. That definitely help resolve the immigration bad feelings we have. Does anybody remember Happy Feelings? Happy Feelings. Here comes, here, you want to go back in? You want to go back in? Come on. You're going to stay out here with me? She was out there in the sun. Now she's panting. She's a beautiful fox terrier, smooth fox terrier. I'd say about 6, 7 years old, and she is so fast. She is an incredibly fast dog. We take them out for runs, walks, if you will, all the time. We go to this place, and there's no people around. And if you got a dog, if you want them to live long lives, if you want them to be healthy, let them run. Dogs love to run, and you should love to run too. Guess what I did today? I went running. I ran around the track. I did 200-meter runs, and then I walked 200 meters, ran 200 meters, walked 200 meters for 1 mile. It's the first time I ran since May when I hurt my ankle. And I think I hurt my ankle because I was running without socks on. I know you might say that was kind of stupid, but I felt good at the time. I was trying anything to get me back into running because I used to be a very good runner when I was in the Army. I ran for the first 16 years of my career. And then I was diagnosed with a fractured spine and misalignment of the fourth and fifth lumbar vertebrae. And also, I had donated one of my kidneys to my son in 1995. So I got a profile from physical training. First was the sit-ups and then the push-ups and then the run. And then all I had to do was the walk for the PT test. But I've gotten back into running. I think it's a good form of exercise if you can do it slowly. And what I did wrong, I think, when I got a stress fracture in my left ankle, it was trying to run for distances. There is a method that you can read about on the internet called the Galloway, Jeff Galloway method, where you run, and then you walk, and you run, and you walk. You can do a marathon that way. Like maybe 30 seconds a minute, you know, of each. run for a minute, walk for a minute. So I'm going to try that now. I tried it before, but this time I'm going to stick with it because I don't care if I can't run a mile without stopping, you know. I just want to be able to run, even if it's just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so there might be some people out there listening to my radio show. I'm a member of Toastmasters, a club called the Lead to Succeed. It's for women mainly, yet there are four men in the club, and I'm one of them. My wife goes to the club, and we practice public speaking. That's what Toastmasters do. And just like internet radio, putting a perk in here for my supporters, Doug and Don. They've been good to me. Good people there. You know, all these people signed up for shows like mine, talk about UFOs, angels, religion, whatever your passion is, you know. That's all that you need. And you'll figure out the truth. I'm figuring out the truth myself, you know. If you're listening to my show now, and you're interested in finding out the truth. So, anyway, what was I talking about? It's time to branch off. Oh, yeah, the Toastmasters Club. So, it's called The Lead to Succeed in San Antonio. It's on 1604 in Bandera at the Sea Island Restaurant. And there was a woman, and she might be listening with her, I don't know if it's her boyfriend or her husband. Her name is Rachel, and his name is Robert. She saw a UFO sometime in the past. I forget. She gave a speech. She talked about it. It was an amazing speech, incredible speech. Very well done with the delivery, the content, everything. I loved it. And so these UFOs appeared to her as light, you know, which are, in my opinion, extraterrestrial spacecraft, which when they're interacting with the Earth's atmosphere, you know, their electromagnetic anti-gravity propulsion systems, then, and they might have some way to cloak themselves too. They show as light. They appear as light. And so I'll tell you what, my friends, there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of different species out there. Human beings like us, you can, even beyond the limits of your imagination, hard to comprehend just how amazing some of these beings are, different sizes and shapes. I mean, different heights, different widths. Human being-like, not so human being-like, look like gray, dark eyes, childlike in size, or huge, 9 feet tall, extremely intelligent, right? If they've got a spaceship and they're traversing the universe, you know, in very quick fashion, they're warping the fabric of space, or they're finding ways to kind of go through that interdimensionally into a universe that's parallel with this one, kind of like a fourth dimension, you know, where you can travel just by thinking where you want to be. You know, isn't that amazing? I've learned this from other people. So, Rachel is her name, and she's, of course, she saw a UFO. Guess who else saw a UFO? Jimmy Carter, right. So, our president, former president of the United States, filled out a form and everything, saying that he saw a UFO along with some other people. So why haven't they interacted with us? Why haven't we been contacted? Why haven't we had a summit? Why haven't they been sharing their technology with us? Why haven't we become star travelers like in Star Trek, you know, boldly going where no man has gone before? Why haven't they come and landed and been friendly about it, you know, and showing us love? Why haven't they? Why? I'll tell you why. Because we have a history of warfare here on this earth. Now, we're not seeing any war right now. Thanks to God for that. However, I personally, for one, would like to evolve a little bit higher. I know that it's hard for people to evolve beyond their daytime jobs and raising children. And I've got a son, and, you know, I'm raising him. But you know what I'm saying? There's something else out there. I mean, don't you have that call with the soul, you know, to explore, just like explorers of the past did? You know, when they thought the world was flat, Columbus proved it was round. But on that subject, don't get me going. How can Columbus say he discovered America when there was Indians already here? You know what that is, my friend? Crazy! But no, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. It's just sometimes we don't use logic to form the beliefs that we have. You know, Indians, beautiful human beings who lived off the land, were very close with nature and believed in a great spirit. They were here first, really. If anyone deserves recognition for discovering America, it's them, not Columbus. Sorry to burst your bubble. But I'm putting those words out into the atmosphere, so in case you forget, they'll always be there. And they will be archived in BBS Radio, too, in case you want to listen to this show again. That would be nice. But you know what? I need some money. Can you give me some money, please? $1 million. Trump's father gave him $1 million. Someone out there, could you give me $1 million, a gift? Blake Ruby's the name, BLAKERUBIE. If you give me $1 million, I promise that I'll have a show every day on BBS Radio talking about the secrets of the soul and the spirit and extraterrestrials. So, are there any millionaires out there? I'm listening. You like my show? You like what I say? You think maybe it would be good for me to have a church? Just imagine. If I had my own church, I can get this message out. People, it would catch on like wildfire. Because this really is the future. You know, it goes beyond warfare. We're trying to get away from killing each other, right? I'm talking about secrets of the soul and the spirit, that heaven is the sun, that there is a mother God, that the devil, as we know him, Archangel Lucifer, isn't really out to harass you, I mean, to kill you. Yes, he's organizing the harassment of people who stray from their God-given plans, their path, you know, that you talk with the creators, your soul and spirit, before you were born here on earth. You were given a mission to accomplish, and that is what Archangel Lucifer and his demons do. They intimidate you and harass you to keep you on the path. But to think that the devil, Archangel Lucifer, fell from grace is an insult to God's intelligence, because you're saying that God didn't know what God was doing when God created the devil, that later on he didn't foresee into the future that he would rebel and wouldn't have wanted that to happen. And also that God gave the devil the same power that he had. And also that God could destroy the devil if God wanted to, because God is omnipotent. And if God was thinking that the devil was harassing us, and that was wrong, God could destroy the devil if God is all-powerful. God could destroy the devil if God wanted to, but God doesn't want to destroy the devil because the devil has a mission. The devil works for God. Archangel Lucifer works for God. That's the way it is. That's the truth. And the truth shall set you free, my friend. We're living in a world here, a planet, with a very thick atmosphere. There's a lot of negativity. Animals eat each other. There's a million and one ways to die. Lightning, earthquakes, volcanoes exploding, floods. Help me out here. What else? Getting eaten by animals, bitten by snakes, stung by scorpions, bees. It's a very special planet. And we deal with that negativity. But to suggest that there's an entity that is orchestrating all that negativity on you because of some fantasy story, which is not the truth. And I won't go into the details of that, if you know what I mean. Then it's just wrong. But I'm allowed to say what I want, right? My opinion, just like you're entitled to your opinion. So in the end, if you don't believe one word I said, that's okay. Because I'm secure with what I believe. And if you're not, perhaps then what you believe in isn't the truth. Are you secure with your faith? Anyway, my friends, I've only got a few minutes left in my show, and then I don't know when the next time is, but I'll pick this back up again, but it's been good. I enjoy this very much. I know that there has to be at least one person out there listening to me, whether, even if it's Doug in BBS Radio, but there's probably a lot of people sitting around the radio station there listening to me. They're all looking at each other and saying, yeah, he's right. You know what? That makes sense. You know what? He's logical. Yeah, I hear that. And I think there's also some extraterrestrials that are tuning into my show because they like me. Yeah. I like female extraterrestrials too. And if, you know, if my wife wouldn't mind, no, I guess I won't go that way. I'm just kidding. So, oh, it's a beautiful day, and I'm going on a cruise tomorrow. Yeah, a cruise out of New Orleans. We're flying to New Orleans, God willing, you know. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to get away and go have some fun, because I need to get away. We all do. You out there, hey, when was the last time you had a vacation? You need a vacation. You need to get away and relax. It should be mandatory. You need some rest. You hear me? You need some rest. You need to rest. Take it from me. Blake Ruby says you need rest. You need to save your pennies, save your money up, and go on a vacation. Now, what I like about cruises is a good vacation value. First of all, let me say, I'm a vegan. So all these temptations of food that the cruise ship have don't affect me too much. Because I'm a vegan. However, I must say that the desserts that they have are awesome. And I'd give, make a little bit of an exception, you know, a little bit of dairy, egg, white, whatever, just a little bit. And they're usually not too sweet, but the pastries and the pies, and the cakes that the cruise ship makes are delicious. And I don't eat a lot, you know, just a little bit. Can I have some, please? Are you going to, you won't let me have even a little bit? But you eat a lot yourself, so why you say I can't have any? Come on. Just a little bit. And the food, they have a lot to choose from. The buffets have beans and all kinds of beans and salad and mushrooms and other kinds of dishes, eggplant. Delicious stuff. I don't eat a lot of cheese, you know. Every once in a while I'll have a pizza. I had one last night, but it was an Amy's pizza. So they did something to the cheese, took away some kind of animal protein. Anyway, it was very tasty. But I don't eat a lot of cheese. Every once in a while, a little bit of pizza, maybe some blue cheese dressing on my salad. Well, my friends, it's about time for me to wrap it up. I got about 5 more minutes. So, be nice to each other, okay? Please. I don't know when the next show will be. Maybe next year. Be good to each other. Look up into the sky more often. You see those stars up there at nighttime? They're really suns and solar systems. You know that they're discovering planets, more and more planets each and every day, right? Now, you said that you pride yourself on your intelligence. I know your intelligence is increasing, just like mine is. See, you know there's a lot of planets out there, and probably there's planets like this one, right? Well, we're just just like back in Columbus's days, let's use them as an example, when they thought the world was flat, yeah, people like you and me thought the world was flat because they didn't know any better. And in Copernicus's time, about 100 years later, they were thinking that the Earth was at the center of the universe. And then Copernicus said, no, you're wrong. It is not at the center of the universe. It revolves around the sun. And our solar system revolves around the galaxy. And the galaxy revolves around the universe. And the great supreme creator, who I love very much, I'm looking up into the sky, and it says, supreme creator, you are so awesome. Yes, I praise you, because you're worthy of praise. You know I love you, supreme creator. I hear your birds, the life that you created, even though the co-creator gods of our solar system, Mother and Father God, who live on the sun, created the life here on this planet. But they put into effect universal laws by using the words that came from you. And it all began with the word, right? Just like it says in the Bible. But supreme creator, let me say, as I look up at the sun, I know that there's so many suns in the universe. You are awesome. You know I love you so much. Yes, I love you. There's a hawk flying around that just appeared in the sky. You made a beautiful creature like that. Amazing, amazing creature. It's incredible. Supreme creator, I want to praise you forever. You know why? Because you're worth it. You created all this. The miracles of creation. Each day of life is a gift, it's a blessing. And you, supreme creator, who initiated the Big Bang, you wanted to grow. I understand that. And I'm here. I'm helping you. One day after this life, maybe more lives down the road when I reincarnate two or three more times, and I have achieved that level of evolution where I can assimilate all my knowledge and experience into the ocean of your spirit like a drop of water, then you will be all the better for it, supreme creator. I love you. I know you love me. Can you say something? I'm listening. You love me too. Thank you very much. And so, my friend, this is Blake Ruby. Get ready to say goodbye. Look, see what the time is. Get ready to turn into a pumpkin here. 5:54. Well, what else can I talk about for a few minutes? So I'm going on this cruise, yeah, tomorrow, for a week. We're leaving out of New Orleans, going to Key West, Nassau, and Freeport. I've asked God if it's in accordance with God's will, I mean, Mother and Father God, which are God, you know, when they create, they merge their spirits, because they're spirits right now in heaven. But when they create, they merge their spirits to become one. Because when we're created, our souls are created. We're created in two parts, a negative and a positive, the yin and the yang. And so you have a soulmate. That's what that is. When we are created in the spirit realm, we split into two, and voila, male, female. But then when they get together and, you know, spirit can merge, you understand that concept, Well, it's true. And then when they merge, when the spirits merge then, when they speak the words in synchronicity, the power is unbelievable. Things can be created. So that's it, my friends. I've got just about 20 more seconds to go. Thank you for listening to my show. Please continue listening to BBS Radio. They are awesome. They have all these great shows. Internet radio is the medium of the future. It's been good. I look forward to the next time, possibly next year, early next year. Until then, I love you, and may God bless you and protect you. Goodbye.